Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Love the little snare drum. What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. I'm out west, Ashburn, Virginia, as the Commanders are gearing up for the Atlanta Falcons. Week 4 in the NFL, and you know, a lot of times some folks will say it's not till 6 weeks in, but I think it became officially fall earlier this week, if I'm not mistaken. We're starting to learn who some of these NFL teams are. And I think at this point it's probably easier to identify who's really good and who's really bad. And the way the NFL's built, there's 32 teams with a salary cap and a draft order that rewards bad teams. So you got to remind yourself kind of at all times, this league is built for parity. The league is built for teams to roughly go now 8-9 or 9-8. So in an any given season, you probably have 4 or 5 actually really good teams, 4 or 5 actually really bad teams, and then a bunch of teams kind of jumbled up in the middle. Last year, Washington identified themselves as one of those, I don't know, 4 or 5, maybe 6 really good teams. I don't think they've identified themselves as that yet. I think this Jaden Daniels lingering injury situation is part of that. I think looking around, though, like there's not a turnaround coming for the Dolphins, the Jets, the Titans, maybe the Giants. There's not a turnaround coming for the Saints. Like some of these teams you could write off. And then some of these teams, the Bills, the Eagles, the Chargers, you can count on them. Maybe even the Bucks. So, like, we're starting to get some real idea of separation. And I think Washington now at 2-1, coming off an impressive win over the Raiders. Both their wins have been impressive. They won both by 2 touchdowns. Their loss was humbling, right? You go up to Green Bay, get your ass kicked, lose both lines of scrimmage. That's a humbling loss. But I think Washington this week going into Atlanta has a real opportunity to kind of establish themselves as, okay, we're in the top of the pack in the NFC, at least in the NFC, and we'll see how the rest of this shakes out. Atlanta, it's been interesting because Atlanta went up to Minnesota and had a really good win, and then last week got boat raced by the Panthers. And getting boat raced by the Panthers is pretty damning, frankly. So what the hell is Atlanta? I think if you looked at like a who is this game most important for metric, it would certainly be the Falcons because you could argue they kind of choked away the game week one against Tampa. They lost 23-20 on a last-second field goal. They respond, go up to Minnesota, beat the Vikings. But in that game, J.J. McCarthy hurt his ankle. So I think there's some legit questions about that. Then last week, you get your ass kicked by the Panthers. I don't know what Atlanta is. I don't know what they're doing. And then if you kind of keep up with what the Falcons are right now, it's getting messy early. They fired their receivers coach, which I have a hard time believing they think. Like, firing your receivers coach, I'm not sure is something that's going to make a tremendous change. I know Ike. He's a good guy. He's coached receivers. He's played receiver in the NFL. I don't think that's a dude that is the problem or the answer down there. There is a lot of conversation about the Falcons offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson. If you remember, Robinson was a Sean McVay guy that Raheem Morris hired to run the offense when Raheem got the top job in Atlanta. Now you're hearing his name as somebody that might go coach Oklahoma State. And that's weird. I guess he played college football at Oklahoma State. They fired Mike Gundy. Remember, he's a man. He's 40. I think that speech was like 15, 20 years ago, so he's probably close to 60 now.
Yeah, I think he's like 58 now.
Is he really?
That was like 2007, 2008, something like that.
That's crazy, dude. So now you've got this conversation about Zach Robinson maybe going to Oklahoma State. That's all well and good, but for whatever reason, the Falcons' offense sucks. They're averaging 14 points a game. They're about middle of the pack in yards per game. But if you believe in EPA, expected points above average, which is a really good stat and a lot of coaches pay attention to it, they're 27th in the NFL in EPA. So, like, would I be shocked if whoever Zach Robinson's agent is kind of stirring this Oklahoma State thing to make Atlanta be like, oh, this is our guy. We can't let him go. But at the same time, it's now reported that he's leaving the coach's box. He's going to leave upstairs to come down to the sideline. Kingsbury's on the sideline. I mean, this is kind of split, right, where offensive coordinators are, if they're upstairs, if they're downstairs. Maybe with a young quarterback like Mike Penix, you'd rather be downstairs just so you can talk with him as you need to. Not that they can't jump on the phone or whatever, but it's a different experience when you're standing next to a guy talking to him. It just seems really early. Like, generally when you hear that kind of stuff on bad teams, it's like week 10. Week 4, they seem a little desperate in Atlanta, and I'm not sure you want to face the desperate team unless you think they're just going to implode, right? And maybe that happens, and maybe none of this will matter, and Washington can just go out there, be the more physical team, and win. Raheem Morris was asked about moving Zach Robinson down to the field. He said, we'll move Zach down to the field to be able to get that little cleaner communication for him and to be able to get the play to Penix if something does happen. To be able to be more visual and see the quarterback do some of those things that gave him a clear line of communication. So, on the one hand, they are kind of throwing Penix under the bus by saying, like, oh, he needs, you know what I mean? Like, he needs to be able to see the OC. I'm not really sure if that makes a difference. The Falcons have talent. Bijan Robinson is really good. I don't know, man. The numbers were really ugly in this loss. Penix was 18 of 36 for a 170 with no touchdowns. It's only his sixth start, so you don't want to jump to too many conclusions. But he looked frustrated. If you go watch that thing, he was missing open receivers. He looked frustrated. His QBR in that game was a 12.4. That's a 0 to 100 scale of how much of a chance did you give your team to win. So 12.4 is god-awful. The only number that's been worse than that in the NFL this year is Russ Wilson. And Russ just got benched for Jackson Dart in New York. I Penix of the Law said we've got to execute. I've got to find those guys when they're open and get those guys the opportunities to make those plays. I don't know, man. Washington will certainly have the advantage going into this thing. The line is funky if you pay attention to that sort of stuff. The Commanders opened as 2.5-point road favorites, and it has moved down to 1.5, I believe. I'll double-check that. Yeah, it's moved down to 1.5. One thing I can tell you about reverse line movement, if you look at the tickets right now, 70% of the bets are on the Commanders. 60% of the money is on the Commanders, and the line is moving down. This stuff doesn't always make a ton of sense, but that is a bad sign for Washington. Like, the signs from Vegas going into this week make me a little bit nervous, but the play I saw on the field last Sunday doesn't. Specifically, I thought Washington's D-line was excellent against the Raiders. I know Vegas has perhaps a suspect offensive line, but I'm not sure Atlanta's is the 91 Hogs either. It is interesting as we kind of deal with this Jaden situation, and now it seems like, I don't know, we'll hear from DQ today. He's going to talk around 12:30. It is worth pointing out, because I know a lot has been made about where Jaden is in the recovery from this injury. How much honest information have we been getting from the team? I guess all I'll say is, like, I think we need to put down our pitchforks when a football coach isn't fully disclosing of an injury to a football player. Like, that's the standard. We can argue if it makes sense or not, but I am not surprised when coaches tell us nothing. Is worth pointing out, though, that Jaden Daniels last Friday did land limited on the injury report. So that means he at least was out there for some portion of practice. Now, maybe it was a portion of practice media couldn't see. Maybe all he did was stand there. But to list him limited does really open the question of if he'll play this week. I asked Dan Quinn on Monday, hey, does the way Marcus played make it easier or have any impact on the timeline for Jaden? And DQ was dismissive. He said, no, we're really happy with Marcus. We're really confident when he's in the game. But Jaden's situation is Jaden's situation. One doesn't have any impact on the other. I'm not entirely sure that's the total truth. I get, theoretically, certainly. Like, just because one guy does well doesn't mean it changes what you're looking for from the other guy. But you got to think, Lanville, do you agree with that? Like, on some level, Mariota, because You saw Marcus last year. He was great last year. If that was like your last previous baseline, cool. But keep in mind that he missed all of August. Like, he was dealing with that tendonitis issue and didn't play. So there was some level of a different question this year about Mariota in the backup role. And then he came out and started a game and balled out and was really good. So to me, the Jaden situation, I don't know that the team has, like, strongly pushed back about reports, but there's a few factual pieces of information, right, in the day-to-day, week-to-week thing. One, and I think this is most important, they didn't put him on IR. If you know he's going to miss significant time, the quarterback's going on IR, and he gets the short-term designation, and it takes four games, whatever that is, right? So by not putting him on IR means within the building – there was some definitive thought, hey, it might be a week, it might be 2 weeks, but we'll get him back. That's like the one real clue of where this injury is that he didn't go on IR, right? Like, the rest of these dudes, obviously Eckler, Wise, but even like Jonathan Jones going on IR, like, they're not, these teams have to, the rosters are way different now, in that they can kind of count on all their practice squad guys, but not at the quarterback position. Like, Sam Hartman ain't fixing anything. They put Will Harris on the IR. Granted, that's a broken leg, but that might not be a full season. So you got to just kind of continue to pay attention to the actual roster moves, and then couple that with the fact that Jaden was limited. He did have a practice last week. Now, if he actually did anything, it's a whole different complication. But, it feels like it's going to be Mariota this week. Not sure it will be. There are injuries all over the damn league, which is pretty remarkable. It looks like Mike Evans is going to miss a few weeks. Now, the biggest question outside of Jaden is now Terry, right? Terry McLaurin dealing with this quad thing. Rap Sheet earlier today tweeted out, Terry McLaurin will receive another opinion on his quad today, and he's received several, including from Dr. William Myers, the nation's expert in core muscle injuries. As of now, they believe it's a quad injury, but more tests coming as his status is in doubt for Sunday. So yesterday we got a bunch of reports that are like, oh, Terry's looking for a second opinion. That didn't strike me as big news. A lot of guys will get a second opinion. What I find a little troubling from Rap Sheet here is the mention of the nation's expert in core muscle injuries. Landfill, how rich do you think Dr. Williams Myers is if he's the nation's expert in core muscle injuries? How many homes do you think Dr. Myers has?
Probably a lot. I mean, I feel like if your first name is Williams instead of William, you're probably loaded.
I don't know. I did a quick Google search on Dr. Myers, and it appears his name is William. That might have just been a Rap Sheet typo. Dr. Myers is at the Vincera Institute. He's worked with a number of pro athletes all over. Where is the Vincera Institute?
I think that's actually a really good question, because you know how like Dr. James Andrews was in Alabama, which isn't exactly where you would expect like the world's leading knee surgeon or whatever to be. And to me, that's really the sign of just how loaded a guy is. He doesn't have to go to L.A. or Chicago or New York or something. He can just make everybody come to him in wherever the hell he wants. He goes there and everybody else just comes to him. That's when you know you're truly loaded.
So Dr. Andrews, I believe the office is in Alabama, but I think he actually lives in Pensacola. I've traveled to Pensacola before. It's actually a beautiful little city. It's right on the Gulf of America, I think it's called now. White sand beaches. It's beautiful down there. So I don't blame Dr. Andrews for chilling on the panhandle there. Now, Dr. Myers, who apparently Terry has visited, I'm just going to read you his bio because this seems more complicated than a simple quad injury. Dr. William Myers has dedicated more than 25 years to pioneering the diagnosis, treatment, rehab, and prevention of core muscle injuries, also known as athletic pubalgia, I'm sure I said that right, or sports hernia. He founded the Vincera Institute in 2013. Dr. Myers is a leading authority on the awareness that the whole core muscle complex, inclusive with the hip joint, contributes to the injury, which has advanced old terminology such as athletic pubalgia or sports hernia. Treating patients with abdominal or groin injuries stemmed from his unique experiences in the 1980s with the U.S. national soccer team, Miami Dolphins, and various Olympic athletes. This dude is all about the core muscle, which is like your abs, connecting to your hips. That's interesting. That sounds different.
I thought Terry's issue was his quad.
Dr. Myers went to Harvard and then Columbia College of Physicians and Surgeons, which I assume is Columbia in New York City. Did his residency and his fellowship at Duke. And he's got an MBA. This dude is smart as hell. He's got an MBA from Wharton, Landfill. All right. So the office is in Philly. So I'm guessing Dr. Myers, place in Philly, probably Main Line, maybe Lower Merion, something like that. I'm guessing he's got a house on the Jersey Shore because that's what everybody from Philly does. It's one of the really rich towns like Cape May or Avalon or Stone Harbor or something. Then Philly gets cold in the winter. The doc's probably going down to Florida. Don't you think this doctor's spending some time in Palm Beach like January, February?
Yep.
Landfill, doesn't that strike you as correct?
Sure, sure.
He's probably a skier, so maybe a house in Aspen or something.
Potentially.
I got the good doctor at four homes.
I feel like
maybe the place in Florida is a condo.
One home for every degree?
Hell, if it's one home for every degree, he's got five. A BS, an MD, Well, I don't know. I got it left hand up on this. I don't really know how the medical school works. Like, he's got a BS from Harvard, so that's undergrad. MD from Columbia. But then you got a residency and a fellowship. Are those separate degrees? Do you know?
I don't think either of them is a degree. I think it's just something you do.
Well, they're all bullet points on the resume here.
Seems impressive. Quad expert.
And then an MBA. So, yeah, I got him at four homes. More alarming than guessing how many homes Dr. Myers has is that this dude specializes in prevention of core muscle injuries, also known as athletic pubalgia. We're told Terry has a quad. Quad is a big old muscle at the top of your leg, right? Core muscle, something else. And core muscle can lead to lots of different things. Stands out to me, man. To me, the Jaden stuff's pretty straightforward. Knee sprain can mean lots of things. It could mean a grade one tear to one of his ligaments. Could be his LCL, something that's, you know what I mean, like not that big of a deal. But it could mean there's just a really bad bone bruise in there and they're letting him rest it out. Like, the knee is vital, but at least we know what's going on there. With Terry, I don't know that we know a whole heck of a lot. And I'm gonna wager. I'm gonna plant a flag. DQ ain't gonna tell us a whole heck of a lot. And then when I walk around that locker room later today, I'm gonna guess I don't see Terry a whole heck of a lot. So stay tuned on the Terry thing. Looking at Dr. Myers' bio, that doesn't seem great, man. Doesn't seem great. You know what is great? Working with the Orsman Automotive Group of Virginia. They've been serving area car buyers for over 100 years. With that kind of track record, you know they're doing something right. Conveniently located all across Northern Virginia, Orsman dealerships offer many of America's favorite and best-selling brands like Toyota, Kia, Ford, Lincoln, Chevy, Buick, GMC, Dodge, Jeep. They got it all, man. They got unmatched selection, incredible deals, and great financing. Don't forget, if you're looking for a quality certified used vehicles, Orsman of VA is the place to be. And best of all, they've got the Orsman Lifetime Edge, which comes with up to $1,500 in extras, including a lifetime engine guarantee. I got more good news. If you got a car to sell, Orsman will pay up to $125 of the Kelley Blue Book value, regardless of the make, model, or year. It's simple. At Orsman, they like to keep their customers happy. That's why I bought four cars from three different Orsman dealers. These guys have taken care of me. They'll take care of you. I am a beyond satisfied Orsman customer. And you know what they say? Let's ride together.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I wanted to tip my cap to everybody involved. It seems like something very, very cool there. All right, back to your regularly scheduled program. Greenberg is going to join us in about a half hour. I'm getting a million people asking me about C.J. Gardner-Johnson. We'll kind of have a discussion there. Vegas, the Vegas numbers, if you are a bettor, the Vegas numbers make you a little nervous about Washington, but sometimes Vegas just doesn't have it, and one team kicks the other team's ass. So, like, you can look at that or not. But on Wednesdays, we always get into NFL power rankings. We use the same ones every week in an effort just to have some uniformity. We go with Eric Edholm from NFL.com. Edholm's a legit reporter. All right, so week three, the Commanders, so the week three power rankings, Washington landed eighth after the embarrassing loss to Green Bay. That's also one of those things where they kind of walked into a buzzsaw there. So week four, they've got the Eagles at one. No doubt there. The Bills at two. Lanville, would you swap anything, Eagles-Bills, the way the Bills have been winning versus the way the Eagles have been winning?
I don't know. It's tough. Like, I think they're pretty equal. I get the – I think I would just go with the Eagles one, you know, based on the fact that they won the Super Bowl and they have a pretty remarkable record over the last 20 games.
Yeah, dude. And – Hurts is starting to hit this zone of, like, not in their game style at all, but Hurts is starting to, like, sound like Tom Brady anyway, where it's like, all I care about is winning. Everything else is secondary. And if you don't understand that, I don't care to engage with you. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, he just seems so singularly focused that all the BS and all the noise, he's just not paying attention to it. And that's a good spot and a dangerous spot for a quarterback to get to, especially if you root for the burgundy and gold and wouldn't mind if Philly stinks. The Bills, though, have looked like if this was a startup league, this was a brand new league and there was no history of last season or previous seasons, it'd be hard to say the Bills aren't the best team in football. But you got to keep the Eagles one. I found this kind of surprising. They moved the Lions all the way up to number three after that win in Baltimore. That win in Baltimore might be the most impressive of the year. You could also argue it might be the way Buffalo came back on Baltimore. I don't think this is going to happen. I believe in the Ravens. But what if a month from now, 6 weeks from now, the Ravens are 3-5? And, like, that defense is just so bad, they don't stop people. And it's like, oh, those really impressive wins over Baltimore aren't all that impressive. Again, I don't expect that to happen, but Baltimore is 1-2, man. I'm curious where they put them. The Chargers at 4, at 3-0. The Chargers look really good. They've started with three straight division wins. They did lose some depth. Najee Harris went down with the Achilles, which for me as an Omarion Hampton fantasy owner, I'm not too upset about. I hope he's okay, obviously. Justin Herbert's playing really good ball. This is the way Jim Harbaugh teams are coached. Like, they generally make a leap in that second year with him at the helm. Bucks at 5, they're 3-0. Three crazy late wins. I believe they've taken the lead in the last minute of all three of their wins. I don't know how sustainable that is, honestly, but we'll see. They got a huge game this week against Philly. Philly going down to Tampa. I also saw, is it still hot in Tampa right now? Because Philly's going down either Friday morning or Thursday evening because they want to get a practice day in Tampa to acclimate for the heat. The difference,
Wasn't it like over 100 degrees in Tampa over the weekend?
According to what I'm looking at, which is just whatever Google comes up with weather, it looks like 88 on Sunday. But the difference down there is the humidity, dude. Like, that Florida humidity is just a different ballgame. I mean, it's like we get humid here, especially in like August, don't get me wrong. But Washington last year opened week one in Tampa. And so say that was what, September 5th or something? It was as hot that day as any day we get in August. And I think the humidity is going to be like 75, 80%. So the straight temperature difference in all, dude, whenever I talk about Rude equipment, what does Rude do? They control the humidity in your house. That's how you control the temperature. I kind of get what Philly's doing to go down there. Maybe they just want to go to Burns Steakhouse too. Who knows? Tampa at 5, Green Bay at 6. The loss to the Browns was terrible. But, man, these things happen in the NFL, dude. Cleveland has a really good defense. I bet Cleveland in that game. I didn't bet the money line, but I like them to cover. So I'm just not that shocked about how that game went. What do you got on this one? The Ravens are 1-2. Their stud running back has 3 fumbles in 3 games. They're oddly bad at the goal line. He's got Baltimore at 7. Ahead of at least the Colts and the Niners, who are undefeated, and a bunch of teams that are 2-1. Would you still have the Ravens that high?
I kind of like the fact that he's not just, you know, ranking teams by their records. But the Ravens have just, their defense has been so bad. They've been giving up so many points that I don't know how you can have a team in the top 10 when realistically you expect their defense to just go out there and give up 30 points every week. I mean, that's just not a top 10 team.
Yeah, man. I mean, they have the worst, statistically through 3 weeks, they have the worst defense in football.
Even if you have
the most yards and they're tied for the most points.
Even if you have Lamar and Derrick Henry, I mean, expecting your team to go out there and score 30 each week is a pretty tall order. I just don't know how you can put them in top 10.
Yeah, I mean, luckily, the beauty of the NFL is the power rankings really don't matter. It's a useful exercise, but like they'll settle it out on the field. I think you also got to wonder, when is Matt Ebuke supposed to be back? Because the way Detroit ran the football, I think, like, the recipe to beat Baltimore is keep that offense on the sideline. So if you can run the football down their throat, just keep doing it. And if Matt Ebuke is that vital to their defensive run game, that almost seems like the most important pair of legs in Baltimore. You know what I mean? Outside of Hustler Club, I suppose. The Washington Commanders come in 8th in Eric Edholm's power rankings. I'm reading now, in Marcus Mariota's first start in 3 seasons, he performed ably, shaking off an early fumble to slice up the Raiders. The operation ran smoothly because the run game immediately produced, and Washington set a physical tone for the day. 5 different runners carried the ball 3 times or more, all of them productive. The explosive plays also returned to the offense and special teams, especially with Jalen Lane's 90-yard punt return score. The Commanders scored more points on Sunday than in the first 2 games combined, and they suddenly have to feel a lot better heading into this week's game at Atlanta if they need to go back to Mariota in what could be a fun revenge game for the backup quarterback. Jaden Daniels' long-term health is of primary importance, so Washington shouldn't mess around here if the face of the franchise remains compromised. I largely agree with that. I wanted to pull something up here. So after the Commanders send out a... The Commanders send out a schedule for the week to the media, and once, especially when games are just Sunday 1 o'clock, it's pretty uniform. Wednesday we hear from Dan Quinn before practice, and then the quarterback after practice. Thursday we hear from both coordinators before practice, and then Friday DQ talks after practice, and that's generally when Dan Quinn will rule some players out. Guys he knows aren't going to play, he'll rule them out, right? Last week, they had Jaden scheduled to talk to the media, and then they updated that probably a little before DQ talked. I'm checking for an update. As of now, Jaden is slated to speak to the media per the Commander's schedule. They have not sent out an update on that. Who do you think is speaking to the, and now, speaking to the media on a quarterback speaking to the media on Wednesday is mandated by the NFL. Okay, remember, the NFL is the world's greatest content machine. They know what they're doing. They want their quarterbacks out there talking in all 32 local markets so that that quarterback is then on TV and radio and internet all week to build up interest for Sunday's game. That's what makes the NFL the television eyeball behemoth it is, right? They have a week of free marketing by every media outlet in the country leading up to their event. It's really pretty remarkable. Lanville, who do you think speaking to the media this afternoon? It'd probably be roughly 2:30-ish.
I expect it to be Marcus.
I do too. Do you think that tells us what we need to know if it is Marcus?
Well, we're kind of... I mean, last year they had Mariota speak to the media and then Jaden start. And then last week they had Mariota speak to the media and then he started. So it's kind of 50-50 to me, honestly.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think we should draw too much from it, but it will be just kind of an interesting anecdote. Last week, when I really thought, okay, they're going with Jaden, was when Vegas moved the line. So that Raiders game was a 6.5-point Washington point spread, right? Washington was favored by 6.5 going into the Raiders game. And then later in the week, it got moved down to 3.5 and then 3. That was a direct result of Vegas. Whether they knew or they believed that Mariota would be a quarterback, that was the result. I feel like this line movement this week with Atlanta, or really even where the line was set at 2.5 and now 1.5, they expect it to be Mariota. We'll run through the rest of these power ranks. I want to check in on the rest of the NFC East. You got two top 10 teams in the Commanders and the Eagles. Where the hell are the Giants and the Cowboys rounding out the top 10? You got the Colts. They're 3-0. They've looked great. Like every metric you point to looks really good, and I think Jonathan Taylor being back really, really good is a huge factor too. He's one of the best running backs in the league. Indy is not turning the ball over at all. You want the most ridiculous stat about the Colts? Through three games, they've punted once. I mean, that's nuts. Colts at 9, Rams at 10. I do think there's some real questions if you can trust the Colts, but as of now, they're playing great ball. When we come back, we'll figure out where the Giants and the Cowboys land. They both.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This might be bottom five. Nobody go anywhere. No. I got a lot of Twitter doctors in my mentions telling me what's going on with Terry. I want to round out power ranks, though. We go with Eric Edholm every week. Maybe we get Edholm on the show, Landfill. That'd be fun. Philly at one. Don't disagree. Detroit at three ahead of a bunch of 3-0 teams, but I kind of agree, dude. Chargers, I think, are good. Ravens are 1-2, but still a top 10 team. The Commanders at eight. So if you're looking at the NFC East, Philly at one. Washington at eight. Landy, where do you guess who's next, Giants or Cowboys?
I mean, it has to be the Cowboys, but that is
Cowboys at like 25?
Yeah, somewhere. They're down bad, but I mean the Giants are horrific. Just straight up horrific.
So my guess, I've gotten to 15 and that's the Vikings. My guess is gonna be Cowboys 25, Giants
30.
30? Yeah. Okay. I made it to 17. No sign of Dallas. The Bears, 19. 1-2. The Bengals, 20th. 2-1. 21. They got the Falcons at 22. That's Washington's opponent this week. Reading now. I don't think many saw Michael Penix Jr.'s nightmare game coming Sunday against the Panthers defense that a year ago allowed the most points in NFL history. Even if we agree Carolina's defense has come a long way since, Penix was all out of sorts. He started the game 3 of 5 for 37. After that point, Penix went 15 for 31 for a .135 and two picks. Damn. Bad. We'll see if Penix can rebound. Of the Atlanta loss to Carolina, it was a demoralizing game for a team that looked highly competitive in the first two games, but now has only one TD in its past 23 possessions. Ugly. All right, we made it to 23, where Houston, 24, damn, I was one off on Dallas. Dallas lands at 24, my guess for the Giants was 30, Browns are 25, Raiders are 26, New England's 27, Jets at 28, Titans at 29, damn, I nailed the Giants, Landfill. Giants are 30th. Now, they made a big change going to Jackson Dart, we'll see what difference that makes, but Russ was terrible. So maybe going to Dart will give this team a little pop. Miami at 31, the Saints at 32. Those are two bad football teams. Quickly, let me talk to some of these Twitter docs. So Rap Sheet reported Terry McLaurin went to see Dr. William Myers of the Vincera Institute in Philadelphia. Dr. Myers specializes in core muscle injuries. A fellow by the name of Eric Dunner responded to me on Twitter and said, I had surgery with Dr. Myers a few years ago. Not a good sign if this is who he is seeing. Don't expect him back anytime soon. Again, we don't know anything. Jason Holcomb tweeted me, Landfill. You ready for this?
I'm always ready, baby. All right.
Tell me if you've ever heard of this body part. Not that part, Jeff. With Terry, it could be his iliopsoas. Iliopsoas?
That's made up.
Which is a not according to Jason Holcomb. He says the iliopsoas is a combo of two muscles, a major hip flexor muscle, considered a core muscle. Pure speculation, but this could be what he injured. I got another guy. Tom Kelly says, I had surgery with Myers in 21. He specializes in sports hernia, which is usually a rectus, abductor, and or abductor tear. The rehab process starts quickly, but this is an 8-week injury, best case. Again, we have no idea. All he did was visit the dude. Doesn't mean he's going back. From Akon to Ozzy, baby. That's how we roll Whenever you hear Iron Man, it means it's time to get smarter. Talk to our friend, Mr. Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. Greenberg joins us via the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV, which these next couple days are going to get rainy and gross. You're going to need your HVAC working. Of course, you can find all of Neil's work in the Washington Post. You can give him a follow at @ngreenberg. Greenberg, what's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm doing super. My quads are feeling great.
Yeah, but what about your iliopsoas?
Hey, can you say that on the radio?
Well, I'm not sure I'm saying it right, and I definitely don't know what it is. So I don't know, honestly. Simple question for you. Based on some of the reporting we're seeing about Terry, there seems like a lot of unknowns with Terry. Jaden has missed a game. We don't know specifically what the issue is with Jaden, but something's wrong with his knee, but it's not wrong enough they didn't put him on IR. What injury are you more concerned about at this Wednesday morning at 11:04 a.m.?
Oh, definitely Jaden Daniels. I mean, the quarterback is what makes everything go. You can figure out what to do with the offense without Terry McLaurin for a couple of games. I don't think that as good as Marcus Mariota did the other night, I mean, you need Jaden Daniels for that high ceiling. So I think that that's the injury that I'd be more concerned about.
Even considering it seems like maybe we don't see Jaden this week, but we see him in L.A., and the Terry situation seems far more, you know, mysterious, translucent.
Yeah, I just think anytime you lose a quarterback the caliber of Jaden Daniels, even for a couple games, you're going to have a challenge because, look, the division's tight, right? I mean, like, you can't really afford to take too many games off. We talked about how much more difficult the schedule is. And then you have, you know, just look at the playoff scenario, right? The NFC North has three teams at 2-1. You know, the NFC West has all the teams at 2-1 or better. So if you want to have playoff hopes, like, you're going to need to keep these winnings, the wins coming. So I think the loss of McLaurin is much easier to manage than the loss of Daniels. Even though Mariota had a good game, I just think that Daniels is the sauce.
In theory, I completely agree with you. I think the situation right now is a different. I don't know. Last 2 weeks, we saw Washington get throttled at Green Bay and then do the throttling against the Raiders. I know you do your own power rankings. We just ran through the power ranks from NFL.com. Washington lands at 8. Where do you have Washington right now in yours?
I think I still have them at 12. Let me see. I still have them at number 12 among the solid playoff teams tier with Minnesota, Denver, Seattle, and Indianapolis. Which I think is fine. I mean, they're a fringe top 10 team. I don't know if you can really dispute that. So I think that they're going to be they'll be okay. The injuries are something that you just can't, you know, like whenever you're doing ratings or rankings or projections, et cetera, like you can't, you know, that's the noise part of it, right? I mean, we just don't know who's going to be injured and then how that injury is going to affect everything. It certainly seems like backup quarterbacks are having their moment in the sun, not just this year, but over the past couple of years. I think I've talked about this on the show, too, that I think the three most important positions on an NFL football team are the quarterback, starting quarterback, the pass rusher, the elite pass rusher, and then your backup quarterback. I think that those are the three most important positions in football right now.
Well, Mariota's proven that your third theory right anyway. He's looked great. I know you pay attention to Vegas. The numbers with Washington heading to Atlanta seem troubling. Why is that line going down? You know, I think Vegas is baked in. Mariota's starting. It looks weird.
You mean that Atlanta is now that Washington's only a 1.5 favorite now?
Yeah, it went from 2.5 to 1.5. I mean, maybe that's
Terry related.
I don't know.
there's a couple of things happening there. Number one is the injuries, right? The potential injury to Terry McLaurin, the injury to Jaden Daniels. The second thing is there was a group that came out and advocated for Atlanta money line at like plus 118. So that's certainly going to move some markets around that sharp money. The thing with Atlanta, though, I mean, they just got destroyed last Sunday. I mean, they just got destroyed. They have quarterback issues of their own. Carolina's defense looked really good. The most troubling thing for Atlanta is they didn't have any red zone chances. They're supposed to be this high-powered offense, but they look very lifeless. Penix had the two interceptions, including the pick six. Very frustrated there. I liked Arizona getting the points. I probably still like them here. I think it's a good bounce back game for Atlanta. I don't know if Mariota can have like two awesome games back to back. That remains to be seen. I guess he certainly could, but I can see why people are taking the Atlanta side here.
I can too. I think for Washington, it's all about establishing the line of scrimmage. And Crosby was a game wrecker the other day, but they were able to control the real disruptive plays. Like he made a ton of impact, but they did a really good job of kind of being able to handle that impact and still run their offense. I thought Washington's D-line was really good against the Raiders. How much of that do you think was Raiders' O-line being bad versus Washington performing well?
Probably a little bit of both. The Green Bay game coming on short rest, maybe Jaden Daniels was injured or had something going on. I mean, I don't know. But Green Bay is a really good team. Losing 27-18 to Green Bay, even though a lot of Washington's points came late, doesn't look as bad on paper. But they certainly didn't look in sync in that game. I mean, they didn't have any chemistry in that game. But beating the Raiders, the bounce back, that's good. I don't think the Raiders are particularly good, but I don't think that they're a team like in the category of the Giants where, a win is completely discounted there. They do a lot of good things. Atlanta, I think, is in the same position. Offense in disarray. Washington has a chance to see their defense really do a number on them again, much like they did to the Giants. And that would be great. I mean, that would, because they have two tough road games, right? Atlanta and then the Chargers, who are for real. And then they're going to be home, but then they got to go to Dallas, which is always tough. And then they got to play Kansas City, who in week 8 could have everything figured out by then. They have to make sure that they're controlling the line of scrimmage in this game, because I do think the defense can play a huge role.
Yeah, I think Atlanta's in more. What do you make of the coaching changes already in Atlanta? They fired Hilliard. They fire Hilliard. They're making Zach Robinson move down from the coach's box down to the field, in a way, kind of throwing Mike Penix under the bus in the public comments about, yeah, we just want him, we want our OC to be able to be closer and to talk to him and give him a visual. Like, Penix coming off his worst game and they're doing all this. It's week 4, dude. It's September.
Yeah, something, deck chairs on the Titanic something.
Yeah.
This is all window dressing. I mean, they outgained the Panthers by 108 yards, but couldn't get into the red zone. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know where the blame pie lies, right? I mean, like, the whole offensive side of the coaching staff and the players, like, is to blame to some point. I don't know, if changing who is calling the plays is going to be that big of an impact, because the players still got to get some stuff done. I mean, two picks, one of them's a pick six, is tough to overcome no matter how well you're doing. If you want to say Penix is not going to do that again, I probably agree with you. I certainly think that this offense was looked much better on paper before, coming into the season, and then, they kind of have that goose egg and everything changes. But yeah, I don't think it's going to make a difference. I think Washington's biggest key is just to keep the dysfunction on Atlanta's offense going. Like, if they allow Atlanta to get right against Washington, that's going to be a problem. But they could easily stifle this offense much like they did against the Giants. And they may need to with all the offensive troubles they're having via injury.
Yeah. I tend to agree with that. It is crazy, and you pointed this out statistically. I can tell you, like, eye tests and injury reports, right? But we're talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here from the Washington Post. You can read all of his work at Post Sports. Give him a follow, at N Greenberg. You quantified this, or maybe you found it from Aaron Schatz, but, like, Washington generally was really healthy last year, and in the early going here, it seems like the opposite.
Yeah, it's not so much the injuries, but it's injuries to key pieces, right? I mean, like, you know, Jaden Daniels, Austin Ekeler, Terry McLaurin. I mean, you know, that's your starting – those are three of the most important starting parts of your offense. You know, last year they were relatively healthy. Aaron Schatz does do this thing called adjusted games loss. So he's essentially quantifying the impact. So, you know, two games without Jaden Daniels is much more significant than, you know, one game without your backup tight end, right? So it's, you know, the games lost, you know, it does have an impact factor, and that's what he does. Last year, Washington was near the bottom, very healthy. This year, you know, not only are they not healthy, but as I said earlier, like, the key pieces are the ones that are going on the injury report. So yeah, I mean, it's tough. That's a cluster injuries, I think, are the worst in terms of the NFL. Like, you can get by schematically with time to prepare if, like, your defensive end goes down, your tight end goes down, but you lose running back, quarterback, wide receiver within a week or two, you know, that puts you in scrambling mode.
Well, dude, I just look offensively. If you don't have Jaden this week and you don't have Terry this week, you're talking, I mean, we don't know what's up with Noah Brown. I mean, you're talking Debo, Lane, Luke. You better run the hell out of the football, dude.
You're going to have to lean on the run game.
Yeah. I wanted to take a minute to zoom out from Washington. Who's your top team in your power ranks right now?
The 1-2 Baltimore Ravens, and I am getting some emails about that.
I bet. How do you handle Baltimore's defensive deficiencies and still have them top?
Because they're narrow losses. They're fluky losses. I don't put much stock into the win-loss record. You look, I've audited the power rankings around the league, like the major power rankings that people talk about. You can explain their power rankings about 90% just based on the win-loss column. Like, all their 3-0 teams are at the top, all their 2-1 teams are in the middle, all their 1-2 teams are behind that, and then the 0-3 teams are behind that. Like, that doesn't really do anything for me. I don't think there's much value there. So I'm looking at not only how they lost, but who they lost to, and also, like, what does that fundamentally change my perception of them going forward? So maybe we can argue that Baltimore is not the number one team. That's certainly fine. You want to put the Buffalo there, that's fine. You'd be hard pressed for me to put them any lower than, like, second, third, or fourth. But I think a lot of people are discounting Baltimore right now.
I agree. You got to figure they kind of right the ship defensively. And the way they've lost to two really good teams in Buffalo and Detroit, it's just the way they've lost those games has been alarming to me. And if you're going to play football when it really matters, you're going to play really good teams. So it's like they'll have their regular season success. They're going to get the Bengals with Browning. I don't think much of the Steelers. Like, they're going to stack wins. Like, Baltimore's still a playoff team to me. It was a hell of a game, though, Sunday. Chiefs and Ravens, 2-1-2 teams. What do you make of the Chiefs? At this point, and B-Mitch isn't here because he definitely disagrees, so I'll point out his side. He's like, I'm not betting against Andy and Pat. I think Baltimore is a way better team than Kansas City through three games, even though they have the same record.
I do, too, and I have Kansas City sixth. I have Baltimore one, I have Kansas City sixth. I think Kansas City is going to be fine. I didn't see any way that they were going to be losing to the Giants to go 0-3. But yeah, I mean, it's certainly a red flag. But again, we've seen Patrick Mahomes have a pretty miserable stretch to start the year, and then next thing we know, we're wondering why they're favorites in the Super Bowl. So I'm not too worried about it. Their roster's aging. You know, other teams are building themselves to kind of topple the Kansas Cities of the world. So, we know football is a parity-driven league by design. It's tough to pay quarterbacks big money, tight ends big money, and be able to flesh out everything else. Kansas City's done a real good job with that, but it always catches up at some point, as does age. I think Kansas City is in the top 10, but towards the middle of the bottom of that top 10.
Quickly, we're about to get to baseball postseason. I am tempted. I like the Brewers, right? I have no real ties to the Brewers. In fact, I have none. I just kind of like them. I like that Tress's brother-in-law is on the team. I think they're good. I think it'd be fun if the Brewers win a World Series. I am tempted to put a Brewers future in at plus 750. The teams I'm going to be rooting for are the Brewers and the Padres. You got any action coming up in the baseball postseason? Anything you like?
I don't. I'm still like drawing tears from the Mets collapse since this summer.
But the Mets are going to get in, right?
Yeah, yay. I mean, $300 million and they're going to get in, I guess. Look, they've been disappointing, and I actually do think it's good for baseball in terms of money doesn't get you an automatic berth into the World Series. I do think that's good and healthy for baseball, even though the Dodgers and Phillies are going to be there and the Yankees. But I do think seeing like a new owner come in, spending gobs of money, not really seeing the return on investment that we might probably expect, I think is good for baseball overall. I think the Brewers are good. I think that they're the team that is probably not going to be getting as many pixels as the Dodgers, Phillies, Mariners, and Yankees, and even the Blue Jays. So I do think that the Brewers are definitely a live dark horse. And same with the Padres. I think the Padres have as good a chance to win the World Series as the Mets, probably in that same tier with the Red Sox and the Tigers. So I think that the NL too is smart because there's really only one really super duper good team, Dodgers. Then you have the Phillies, and then you have everybody else.
Good, dude. Yeah.
So you there's much more room to kind of move ahead in there as opposed to trying to get through the Mariners and the Yankees and the Blue Jays. Like that to me seems a much tougher road.
And will you pay any attention to the Ryder Cup? Seems like everybody's saying, "Oh, you got to take Europe. The juice, the smart money's on Europe." I don't really want to bet on Europe.
No, I don't. I don't. Golf is too sharp of a market for me. I am well aware of the sharpest bettor probably in the world on golf, and I just know that I can't come close to doing what he does.
Who's that? I need to follow this person.
I don't want to say. We've done a story on him. I will say that. We've done a story on him at the Washington Post in the past.
Can you text me privately?
Yeah, I do know that he gets access to markets before they open.
Wow.
So he will actually be able to place some bets when the market opens at prices that probably aren't available. Yeah, so that's a sharp market. I'd say golf and tennis are two of the sharper markets in terms of betting on big events. So I don't know. I don't know how much action I'll have on the Ryder Cup.
Maybe I'll just watch and enjoy. Neil, thank you for your time as always, buddy. Hope all's well.
All right, love you, and I'll talk to you next week.
Singular today. All right, thanks, bud. Later.
Bye.
That's our friend, Mr. Neil Greenberg. Read all his work in the Washington Post. Give him a follow, at N Greenberg. I got to settle some bets, and then there's Nats baseball coming up. But before we go, listen, everybody's hoping that the Burgundy and Gold has far more dubs than L's. But if your garage door is struggling to go up and down, that's where Door Pro America comes in. Whether it's a busted spring, a loud noise, or just won't move, go with the pros at Door Pro America. Landfill, you got to make sure it goes up and down. You know what I'm saying? At my house, we recently upgraded our garage door with Door Pro America, and it's one of the best, legitimately, one of the best home improvements we've ever made. It looks great, increased the curb appeal of our house, and it's just so functional with the MyQ app to let people in and out if you're not there. If you're a dummy like me that always leaves it open, you get an alert on your phone, you can close it. You can set it to automatically close at a certain time of day or night, or if it's been open for a prolonged period, you can just have them close it after a half hour, an hour, whatever. Do what I did. Call Door Pro America and ask how you can save big on repairs with a Door Pro Advantage membership, including annual maintenance to keep everything on track. Plus, right now you can get $60 off any repair or a full tune-up for just $89. Do what I did. Go with the pros at Door Pro America. 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Tell them J.P. Finley sent you, or check them out online at doorproamerica.com.
This sports update is brought to you by Melwood. Final road game of the season for the Nationals is on deck. 12:15 p.m. first pitch with Andrew Alvarez on the mound. Now the Nationals, of course, out of the postseason, but there are some races coming down to the wire. Here are some games and teams to watch down the stretch if you want to follow along with some high-stakes baseball. The Guardians could very well pull off one of the biggest late-season comebacks in Major League history. They are tied with the Tigers in the AL Central and own the head-to-head advantage. Those two teams face off tonight. The Mets have the final NL wildcard spot for now, but both the Reds and the D-backs are a game back, fighting New York to take it. The Reds are playing the last-place Pittsburgh Pirates, the Mets are playing the Cubs, and the D-backs, unfortunately for them, are playing the Dodgers, who are still trying to clinch the NL West, so not an easy matchup there. The Red Sox magic number to clinch a playoff spot is down to 3, and the Mariners are one win away from taking the AL West. Support people with disabilities in your community by donating your unwanted vehicle to Melwood. Donating is fast, free, and easy. Visit Melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD for more information. From the Crop Medcap 5-Star Sports Desk, Savannah McCann on The Fan.
All right. B. Mitchell Finley, AAA poll question of the day. Brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/commanders. I think today's poll question is tough. This is a hard one to vote on. The question is, what is worse, rain or people that walking around saying, "Yeah, but we need the rain"? Landfill, how'd you vote?
I voted for the rain. The rain is terrible, particularly the kind that we had yesterday. It came out of nowhere, seemingly, and it was pretty significant for a short period of time. I was driving home in it, caused a lot of issues. People randomly stopping on the road, because that's just what people do.
So, dude, here's what's crazy. You and I were at the radio station at the same time.
Correct.
I left at like 2:30, drove to Bethesda, drove to my house, and then had to cut across town to go to the doctor. My physical, everything looks good, by the way. Shout out to me. Never rained. It never rained, as far as I know, in Bethesda or Maryland.
Yeah, it was weird. It was raining on, I was down near the Mixing Bowl, and it was, not the Mixing Bowl, I was on 495, and it was raining, but by the time I got to Tyson's, it didn't rain, it looked like it didn't rain there. It was very strange.
That's crazy, man. That's bizarre. I still think it's people that say, "Yeah, but we need the rain." Sometimes, though, Landfill, we do need the rain, which is crazy. I got my yard, reseeded and aerated. This rain is great. Shout out to Jose Lawn Services. Okay, that was one order of business we needed to take care of. I got another order of business to take care of before Nats baseball starts up here in just a moment. Lambeau, I think you would support this. There is a new Buffalo Wild Wings Go. This is a BWW Go. Opening in Kensington, Maryland, at the corner, at that big intersection of Kensington, like where Connecticut and University split, to those that are aware of it. My boy John Hughes has been standing in line at the opening of this BWWGO for 3 hours now, maybe more than that. And I think the first 100 people get free wings for a year. So, Landfill, I ask you this. Would you stand in line for what will probably end up being 4 or 5 hours to get free wings for a year?
See, this kind of depends on, you know, whenever they say free wings for a year, it's probably not, you can't probably get like 100 wings a day or something. Maybe it's like you can get 6 a day. 100 wings or free wings for a year is a pretty good deal. 5 hours is extensive. If it's like 6 free wings a day, I might do it.
So I don't know. All I can read here, I'm reading this from mocoshow.com. The first 100 guests in line will receive free wings for a year. I don't know, however, what that constitutes. Is it in order of wings a week? I don't know. Shout out to Johnny Hughes, though. Getting it done. Getting his free wings. I'm proud of you, Booze. What I know we have a number of things I need to do here in the last portion of the show. We have accomplished the poll of the day. I also know this. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 4 matchup between the Commanders and the Falcons. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Also, a lot of folks have been asking me about C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who the Texans released. I think because Washington just signed Darnell Savage, they're probably not on the C.J. G.J. Path here. I also know when a player is good, and C.J. Gardner-Johnson is a good player, and he's been on 5 teams in 5 seasons. 7 seasons he's played for the Saints, the Eagles, the Lions, the Eagles, and the Texans. The Eagles have gotten rid of this dude twice. There's probably something there. There's probably something to it, is all I would say. And then lastly, we got to make some bets. Let's make some bets, Landfill.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.